Eamon, let's go back to those shocking revelations seen in last night's RTE Investigations programme, Horses Making a Killing. Reporter Conor Ryan filmed appalling scenes of animal abuse at a lairage owned by Shannonside Foods, where horses are kept before being slaughtered in an adjoining abattoir, which is supervised by the Department of Agriculture. And Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue is with me. And I suppose that's the question, because yes, your department is responsible for being there for the slaughtering in the abattoir, but not for what's going on in the lairage next door. That just seems to beggar belief.
Well, listen, good morning, Anya. And first of all, I just want to say that the scenes we saw last night and the treatment of those horses was abhorrent and distressing. The horses are beautiful, sensitive animals. And that was absolutely unacceptable. And it's certainly not representative of the way that people across this country and those in the industry treat and care for their horses. We already have commenced an investigation in the Department of Agriculture.
And this is after you were alerted by the programme,
after,
is
after
it?
We were alerted and after we received initial evidence. We've already commenced that investigation alongside the Gardaí as well. And we've also requested all of the footage that RTE has and any other evidence as well to make it available to the investigation team. Obviously, Anya, as well, it's important that I would avoid saying anything that might be prejudicial to the conduct of that investigation, but I can assure you and I can assure the public that this will be fully investigated and that the full rigour of the law will be applied here. Also, as well, I just want
to... And is the law adequate, by the way, to cover what we're dealing with? Because legally, you know, the vets are responsible for what they're responsible for, but equally, in terms of common sense, should there not be checks before that?
Yeah, well, the law is adequate, but what we saw last night, it was not lawful. And it was breaches of the law. But listen, I also just want to commend the Primetime Investigates and Conor Ryan, because there was a very significant investigation, not just in Ireland, but going right across Europe. And it shows journalism, indeed public service broadcasting, very much at its best. Listen, we have a wonderful horse racing industry in this country. Horses are primarily bred for recreation as opposed to the food chain, and we have very strict laws in place as well in relation to the management of that food chain, but it was concerning to see what we saw last night, and the department are fully investigating it, and no stone will be left unturned in terms of making sure the full rigours of the law are applied here.
And your job as well is about, you know, promoting Ireland's food exports. Now, what we have here, because of the falsification, it seems, in terms of microchipping and passports, you can't guarantee the traceability, the food that should not be in the food chain from this kind of treatment of horses. What does that mean for our reputation?
Yeah, well, the vast majority of horses don't end up in the food chain. Either from dying from natural causes or from being euthanized, end up and as animal waste disposal through the animal waste disposal
network. But if you've got fraud going on in terms of the equine identities, that's a bit difficult to guarantee.
Yeah, no. I mean, and we have one horse slaughtering plant in the country, which produces and processes horse meat food for export. It's concerning. Very concerning to see what happened last night, and we are fully investigating it.
And do you expect to be hearing from some of your European colleagues about this?
Yes, and you'll see from the programme last night as well, it's something that's going to be really important, that we work collaboratively at European level to address the traceability system and to make sure that there's improvements there. This has been, over the last 10 years as such, the traceability of horses has been significantly improved, the system in place at European level, but it is an evolving process. And we've done a lot here in Ireland over the last 10 years. So, for example, going back to 2013, we would have introduced a central equine database, which was really important. And we can see from the programme last night the importance of that, because not every European country has it. Also, all equine premises have to be registered. And then in 2021, we introduced an annual equine census as well. And more recently, in the last 2 years, last year, we introduced a chip checker portal, which means that the public or anyone can check on on real time, the chip of a horse and its record. And also last year commenced the process of as well of introducing and funding e-passports, which will significantly improve the traceability.
And
here
we
too,
heard about a lot of those measures from John
working
Osborne
with other countries.
From horse racing. Sorry to cut across you, Minister. We heard about a lot of those measures from John Osborne when he was talking to Mary earlier in the programme. But he also said on the microchip fraud and on the passport fraud, there is an open border since Brexit. And that's what we saw last night. People can just go up to the north and get what they want. How do you tackle that?
Yeah, well, that's something that we have to work with the UK on, but it's also something that we have to work at European law. There's a European framework in place, which has been strengthening over the last number of years, and which we are fully compliant with. But I think it's clear from the programme last night that more work needs to be done at European level in relation to the robustness of that.
Do you bring in border checks? I mean, what do you do?
I think what's going to be what we need is the capacity to cooperate cross countries, cross border. With other countries in terms of having a traceability system that actually works across Europe. I think that's something we have to work very closely with the Commission, European Commission on. And I note from the programme last night as well that the European Commission have confirmed that they are following up as well and the evidence that Primetime brought to them.
Should you call a halt as Minister, just say no horse is going to be slaughtered until these investigations are completed and we can guarantee animal welfare standards are not being breached as we saw in last night's programme?
We're taking this very, very seriously, and we take the integrity of our food chain very seriously as well. And this, the instances we saw last night are under full investigation, and all appropriate action will be taken.
But how can you guarantee that this kind of mistreatment is not continuing?
Well, first of all, that's been investigated, and that behaviour we saw last night was absolutely unlawful.
Have different people been sent in?
Absolutely. My own department, working with the Gardaí, are already investigating and have an active investigation in place there. So obviously, I want to see the successful outcome of that investigation, and I have to be careful in relation to what I say to make sure.
No, absolutely, but
it progresses.
Can we
be
sure that nobody's beating horses today, for instance?
Well, you can never be sure that somebody's not mistreating in any avenue of life. But what we have in place is very strict laws and very strict penalties in relation to that. And what I'm also very sure of is that right across our equine industry, that people and everyone involved in that industry are massively respectful and provide tremendous care to their horses. But you can have instances where people mistreat and break that law. And certainly the instances we saw last night speak to that, and the full rigours of the law now will be brought to bear in relation to the evidence that's been brought to us.
Okay. There's one other issue I want to ask you about, Minister, and this, of course, arises out of the European and local elections this weekend. A lot of speculation, there will be some by-elections to be had, and a lot of speculation about it making more sense to have an early election.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the three government parties are very committed to going full term. I think this government has worked very coherently and very well. And I think the results...
You kind of have to say that, though, don't you?
Well, I think the results we've seen in the local and indeed the European elections this week speak to the fact that there is recognition there among the public that the government has been performing.
So by-elections in September, then, you'd be happy with that?
Listen, I think they have to happen certainly within 6 months of MEPs taking their seats. And the key focus for the government now is continuing the work we're doing, continuing to address the national challenges we have to work to make progress on, continuing to manage the economy well, and then completing, really importantly, the programme for government all three parties signed up to.
And of course, there'd be another by-election depending on who gets sent to Brussels as the next Irish Commissioner. Are you still interested, or do you accept that Michael McGrath has the dibs on that one?
I think, listen, that's going to be an important decision for the government and for the three party leaders in particular.
You're not ruling yourself out, though, for consideration.
There's nothing to rule in or rule out. Lots of people have been speculated in relation to it, but I know it's something that the three party leaders will consider and make sure that whatever decision they make is one that's right for the country.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.